We're going to keep things going with some music straight from Panama. We're joined by world music DJ and NPR contributor Beto Arcos, who just returned from his trip to the Panama Jazz Festival. Welcome back, Beto.
Thank you so much for having me, Lakshmi.
So you brought us back the best kind of souvenir, I think, which is music, right? So what are we listening to?
This fantastic band, The Beachers. Some of them are great Calypsonian. Man, since this season was carnival, the Beachers got together in a bacchanal. First, you know, a lot of people don't think of Calypso when they think of Panamanian music. Now, we must remember, Lakshmi, that Panama has had a major contribution of Afro-Antillean immigrants, people that came from the West Indies, not just during the Panama Canal, but actually even before, when they were building the railroad across the Isthmus of Panama. This was the work of the French. Mm-hmm. And so there's been a very strong migration from the West Indies into Panama, and this is the reason why Calypso is such an important part of Panamanian music.
Beto, for people who know pretty much nothing else about the country of Panama, you touched on this, they will at least have heard of the Panama Canal, but that canal and the geographic location of Panama puts it at a kind of a cultural crossroads, as you noted, connecting South and Central America with the Caribbean Sea on one side, not to mention this history of colonization and African slavery. And that rich history definitely comes across in the music, right?
Absolutely. This is part of the reason why I think Panama has one of the richest musical cultures, not just in Central America, but I would say in the entire American continent. So let's move on to this singer that actually the Jazz Festival paid tribute. It was in, every year the Panama Jazz Festival honors a figure in Panamanian music, and this year it was dedicated to the great singer Violeta Green, who was from Panama City but of Afro-Antillean descent. Let's listen to the tune called The Joker.
There's always a joker, that's the game. There's always a funny man. The ball often falls off on his back, and everyone laughs when he's down.
Now, Violeta Green, in addition to singing jazz, actually she used to sing boleros and she used to sing calypso tunes as well, but she really made her mark as a jazz singer, and she, in fact, recorded most of her work as a jazz singer beginning in the 1960s into the 70s. She was the most sought-after vocalist in jazz in Panama, recorded with some of the great bands, including this one, which accompanied her, Los Embajadores, really a phenomenal artist. There's not much about her online if you look around, but she was an important figure nonetheless.
A lot of Panamanian history there with the last artist. And we talked a little bit about some fusion styles of music, right? Tell me about a style or sound that you think is traditionally Panamanian, clearly.
The most traditional, the most clearly Panamanian music that I can think of is the style called Mejorana. Let's listen to this artist, Gustavo Salamin, who plays a tune in homage to the region where the music comes from, La Península de Azuero, the Azuero Peninsula, which is in central Panama, where the music comes from.
La Península de Azuero, con sus bailes regionales, brinda fiestas patronales, de fama en el mundo entero.
The guitar that Gustavo Salamin plays is called Guitarra Mejoranera, or simply Mejoranera. It's a five-string guitar. It's an instrument that really has roots in the Baroque instruments that came during the colonization of the Americas in the 1600s by the Spanish. And so it has this kind of Baroque sound. These are nylon strings. It's an instrument carved out of one solid piece of wood. It's very beautiful. It combines rhythm and harmony. Oh, I just love the sound.
Well, Beto, I think you got one more for us to take us out on a good beat. Hit it!
This is a band that I fell in love with the moment I saw them on stage. They're called Afrodisiaco, and they are absolutely the best ensemble that represents what Panama and its music is about today. This is a band that's led by two women who decided to create a musical project based on the Panamanian drums. They're really doing something very special where they take the traditional Panamanian drum styles from four different regions of Panama and they create something completely new. Let's take a listen to Afrodisiaco. This is a style of music called tamborito atravesado. It comes from the central region of Panama, where the mejorana that we heard earlier comes from. And it really showcases the different influences and styles of music that are unique to this part of the world, Panama.
Well, Beto, you've given me a crash course in Panamanian music. My head's spinning, but I'm swaying at the same time. So thank you. That was NPR contributor Beto Arcos. Beto, again, thank you.
My pleasure, Lakshmi. Thank you so much for inviting me.